From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 25th day of September 2013. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day today with a temperature high near 69. On Tuesday night, it will be clear with a low around 43. We will run down the next 3 days' forecast in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. At the top of the news in Cairo, Cairo officials are advancing the plan for a town solar farm. Claude Hayton is reporting in the Daily Mail that Cairo town officials continue to move forward in their effort to establish a solar power array on town property. A meeting took place on Monday, September the 23rd, at the Cairo Public Library between Councilman Doug Ostrander, Cairo Highway Superintendent Robert Hempstead, and Ewald Schwarzenegger, the principal engineer for North River Engineers. Town Supervisor Ted Banter was also present. Town Supervisor Ted Banter was also present as a guest. The proposed photovoltaic project has the potential to reduce the town's carbon footprint, save taxpayer dollars, and produce revenue for the town by selling power back to the utility provider. The proposed solar farm will be located on town property off Route 145, where the town highway barns are located. The site is considered a prime location. It is secluded and will have little visual impact and sits on a plateau with great exposure. The system can tie into Central Hudson's existing power grid. Ostrander said, and I quote, "The whole town could go green," end quote. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. Over in Chatham, the Chatham villages are facing higher water and sewer rates. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that water and sewer rates will be going up for Chatham villages to pay for needed major upgrades to the village water and sewer system. The village board has been working with Delaware Engineering, a firm that specializes in municipal water and sewer issues. Mayor Tom Curran said that Delaware came up with a list that included several projects that could cost millions of dollars. The mayor said rate increases will be based on the debt village taxpayers will pay for the cost of the projects. The board wants to discuss the issue with residents at a special meeting on Thursday, September the 26th at 6:30 p.m. You'll find that full story in today's Columbia paper. Finally, three local municipalities are eligible for fiscal help. Jimmy Vilkin is reporting in the Capital Confidential that Coxsackie, Hudson, and Prattsville are three of nearly 400 cities, towns, and villages that can apply for assistance from a new state panel convened to address a wave of municipal fiscal stress. This from officials on Monday, September the 23rd. The Fiscal Restructuring Board will offer a blueprint for cash-strapped localities and up to $5 million in state loans or grants if they agree to implement it. Years of population loss and erosion of traditional industrial bases have left many upstate cities struggling, and a spike in required pension costs prompted by the 2008 stock market crash has pushed many to the brink. Any municipality can apply for help, but the 389 automatically eligible municipalities were selected by a measure of their relative property tax rates and whether they have dipped into their reserve funds. That's a story that you will find in the Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. So we have another sunny day out today. The National Weather Service is predicting that we will reach a temperature high of 69 degrees. On Tuesday night, it will be clear with a low around 43. For Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 46. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 49. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Friday night, patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 48. Sunrise today was at 6:46 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:48 p.m. The length of the day, 12 hours and 2 minutes. That's 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 25th day of September 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.